I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'd just like to start today by apologising for my tracksuit.
Mm-hmm.
I look like I'm going to rob... You two have dressed really nice.
We've dressed up.
Thank you.
I look like I'm going to rob your nan. I look like I'm recording a podcast at 9 a.m. I've got a trigger porn shoot at 10.
Yeah, you do.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling me chab fab. I've got my contact lenses in.
Scally lad looking for same.
I fell asleep in my contact lenses.
You need to be careful with that. Your eye might go like a glazed donut.
I wish they were like glazed donuts, like sun-dried tomatoes. I can barely see a thing.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm the delicious Danny Beard.
And I'm delusional Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Billy's getting gay bashed.
Danny is launching their rapping career.
And we're living our best fairy gay mother life.
Yes, baby.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Gossip Gaze, brought to you today by Hangovers.
Hangover.
Hangover. You're 37 days sober.
I'm 40 days sober today.
40 days sober.
Woo, woo, yeah.
Well, when this goes out, what will it be?
Probably one day sober.
No, you've done really well.
No,
you
I have done really
January
well.
Just January and then it's carried on.
Yeah, I carried on. While I was in Australia, I was like, do you know what? What am I drinking for? What am I doing? And then since I've come back, I've been on a health kick. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep going.
You're glowing.
I'm not going to say...
I was going to say you're glowing.
Thank you. I'm not going to say I'm sober forever because I don't want to say it and then maybe at cruise at 8 a.m. one morning. Someone's like, I thought you were...
Yeah, okay. It's a you thing.
It's for me right now.
Well, listen, I am hungover right now. I'm not going to beat around the bush. It was the gorgeous Hayley. Anyone that's listening that'll know Hayley's from my show. She does all my backing vocals. She's a 10 times better singer than I am.
You always go, go Hayley!
Go Hayley! Go Hayley! Go! Oh, what's that song? Don't upset the rhythm. No. I love that, the Noisettes.
Oh!
You're not on Barry Cole. Nice what's
coffee.
He called?
Sorry.
Barry
Hill. Keoghan.
Keoghan.
I've got the latest Keoghan. Copy of GQ here and you nearly covered Barry Cogan in.
I know, I just spilt my iced coffee in the studio.
Coffee. I love how Lily, you just sat there and Lily Mays ran out.
Sorry, I thought we'd just keep recording just random
time. Yeah, let's do it.
Shall we do the intro?
Yeah, go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but I'm going to need the font bigger, darling. My eyes are fried out.
Well, I can see it. So it says, hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
Do you want us to stop?
No, carry on.
Oh, okay.
And you, Danny Beard. You, Danny Beard.
This is chaos. And me, Danny Beard. And Lily May with a blue roll.
And this is two podcasts. Oh, it's gone off.
Oh,
we don't know.
Well, I've got
are.
It. Do you want me to carry on?
Sorry,
oh, for fuck's sake.
This is a podcast.
If this is the first time you've listened, I am sorry. We do normally know what we're doing and we're not always hungover. Just mostly.
Thank you.
Lord. Two queers in your ears, talking things in community, wildest confessions, hookup horror stories, getting all the goss.
Oh,
the
no,
listener.
That's nice,
are you ready for the tease?
Go on.
Today, the tease.
Really, Sam did that.
Okay, go on.
Right, Sam, start again. Sorry, we don't have the script.
This podcast is two queers in your
Dan,
ears.
Dan. I'm joking.
Go on.
Billy's like, Dan, it's chaos.
This podcast is two queers in your ears, talking things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions or hookup horrors,
yeah.
And getting the goss from you, nice. The listener. And... sometimes I have to answer your questions as well. Now, do you want to know the tease for today?
Oh, yeah.
I'll do a little tease. So today, we're going to chat everything from twink trouble.
Oh.
That's every week.
Sounds like my life.
To forbidden fish food.
Oh, is that like Ben and Jerry's reference?
Fish food.
Forbidden fish food. Because fish food is Ben and Jerry's, right?
I'm already thinking that I'm going to be gagging. Guardian today because fish food fucking stinks.
Before
if that says Danny Reid fish food story, I'm hungover. So you better run and get a fucking sick bag
for sure. Now, if you wanna become a gossip goddess, get in touch with us and share your biggest confessions, your duty dilemmas, anything else, camp, crazy or cuckoo. You can do that by emailing us letters at gossipdayspod.com. You can also DM us on Instagram at gossipdayspod or our preferred better method.
I wonder what you're going to say. Preferred slash
better
method
is WhatsApp slash a form. So WhatsApp, the number's in this description. If you want to fill out a form, which is ultra anonymized, you can do it by going on our Instagram. Lily may post it about once a week. So,
and you know what?
It's in the description as well.
Yeah. And also, if you are anonymous, I think give yourself a cheeky little nickname.
Yeah, we've had...
We had Nonny.
A Nonny, yeah.
We've had all of these.
Anonarella.
Anonarella. I mean, you can be any... You can
be creative.
It can be an anonymous pun.
Yeah.
Or it could be, you know... A pseudonym.
Anonce.
Yeah.
Anonce.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce.
Maybe not Anonce. I
mean... Do you know, like, when celebs... Like checking at the Dorchester and the
yeah.
Like,
oh, it's Gary Glitter, what's your name? Anonce. Rolf Harris checking into fucking Travelodge.
It's Anonce.
Allegedly.
Oh, fabulous. Right, well, what have you been up to this week?
What have I done?
We did chaos cars in Manchester.
Oh my God, so we went to this fucking go-karting. It was so straight of us, but actually it wasn't, it was Guy.
It was like Super Mario Brothers.
You don't need a helmet. I rang them up and was like, hi, I'm going to go out for some drinks after I've been. Do we get like overalls and helmets?
Cause I you was thinking, phoned them? Did you really?
Babe, I phoned them up right. And said, hi, I'm just wondering if... We like need to like dress appropriately.
Got you.
And the guy was like what? And I went, oh. Well, I'm going for a few drinks afterwards, so I'm just wondering, like, do you give us overalls? Like, are we going to be wearing a helmet?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I'm going to gel my hair,
you don't want to put a helmet on.
I don't want to put a helmet on and then be an Albert Schloss, looking like a Lego.
No, you don't know.
And he went, well, madam, I wouldn't wear a long and flowy dress.
Is that what he said? Fucking hell.
I wouldn't wear a long and flowy dress and I'd wear appropriate shoes.
Madam.
And I went, thank you. Thought, I can't wait to turn up and be like, hi, it was me you spoke to on the phone.
Oh, I always get
misgendered on the phone.
You do, so do I.
I used to hate that growing up.
I did.
It used to like trigger me because all the kids, before kids knew what gay was, they used to say I was a girl.
Yeah.
And I don't mind now, but when I was a kid, I was like, I am not a girl.
Yeah, same. And I remember going to a psychic once and she was on the phone to somebody. She went, oh yeah, the girls are here. And it was me and my sister. And I was just a fat gay kid.
You had bigger tits than your sister though.
I know. And I had long hair. And I thought, she's a fucking psychic and
she's a psychic.
She can't see me.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort your x-ray eyes out, girl, and there's something between his legs.
God's sake, honestly.
She might have
God.
Thought you were smuggling a volophon.
Maybe.
There's a fat girl here, right? I swear to you. She's smuggling a Greggs in a tracker. She reeks a Mackie. She's writing a hand letter now to Walkers. Over the fact that they've changed them. I've got a reading coming from you from Gary Lineker. He says they're going to change the flavour of Walkers. Please don't get angry. There's a joke now. Billy, you wrote into Walkers.
A strongly worded letter to Walkers Chris when I was younger.
What was it for? I was telling Kai the other day.
Angry over the packaging change.
Oh my God. Not even a flavour, just the packaging.
They rebranded. I want to say it was like 2008 time, I say. It was around
that's
that
like
time.
It's like EOK disorder.
And I saw it in Tesco's when I thought it looked vile. I thought, do you know what I'm going to do? 14-year-old me was like, I'm going to write a letter.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I wrote an email to Walkers hoping that they would potentially send me some free packets of Christmas.
And credit you.
You're hoping?
I think so, yeah.
I call that early onset Karen disorder. You see some kids that have it.
Not even a flavour. It was just the...
Full on Karen mode over the packaging.
Was it because you couldn't find where the crisps you wanted in
it's
the shop?
I think I wanted specifically
what
free crisps.
You?
I wanted the free crisps.
Right.
I think that was the motive.
The motive was free crisps. Free crisps.
How
sometimes
do I get
you've
that?
You've got to think, what's the behaviour behind the behaviour? Yeah. A wise, wise man told me that once.
Yeah.
Hello, Gordon.
Yeah.
And it works for every situation.
For sure.
What is the behaviour behind the behaviour?
Yeah.
Like, we was back to go. What is it called? Coco. What is it called? Coco Cot?
Chaos Cars.
What did I call it?
Coco Cot. Coco Gots?
Cocaine Cars.
Well, not for me, dearie. What was it? Chaos Carts. Not
Chaos Carts.
Gay Carts.
Yeah.
But we were Scott Splitt. We had two randomers in the group. What was his face like?
He was so fuming.
The guy knew me there and was like, oh my God, Danny, hi.
You
oh,
were
I've
chit-chatting.
Known you. He used to be a bar manager years ago. Lovely guy.
Because we had to go into a briefing room before you go onto your go-karts. And the guy briefing us knew Danny. So there was us and plus two extra people.
Oh, so yeah, he used to work at a bar. Now he works at Chaos Carts. Yeah.
It was basically a room full of gay people and this straight, hetty couple.
Yeah.
And the man in the couple was
fuming.
So awkward. Like, arms folded, made a proper effort not to laugh at anyone's jokes.
Yeah. There were jokes flying around. Jokes were flying around.
It was like the Williams sisters were there. It was like fucking bing, bing, bing.
It was.
Gay joke, funny joke. Some of them weren't gay jokes.
Yeah, some of them
were. Even Kai was like, I was fucking clenching my fist because he was like proper snarling.
He was snarling, yeah.
Snarling you as well.
We all got the energy that he was very uncomfortable that we were there. For sure.
Anyway, it wasn't bumper cars, but it was after we got on the track.
He kept ramming me on the track.
I saw him ram Billy.
You got gay bashed.
I got gay bashed at Chaos
Cars. He ran Billy on the track and they say specifically it's not bumper cars. But the really fun thing about it, this is not sponsored.
Oh yeah, it's not sponsored,
by really
the way.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
They project on the floor the track. So the track changes every round. You can collect stars like you would on Mario Kart. And then you can shoot. So you can fire out the front and fire out the back. And it projects like the explosion on the floor around you and stuff. Camp. It's really cool. Speeds up and slows down. But anyway, I see this.
Yeah.
I see this fucking.
Ram me.
Ram Billy.
Yeah.
And actually,
it was quite aggressive.
Me and Billy were actually, spoiler alert, Billy won.
Yeah.
I came second overall of the whole thing.
Yeah, we were good.
We were actually the best fuckers there.
We were, actually.
But when I seen him ram it, I thought, oh, no, bitch. I saved up all my things and I shot the bastard so his car stopped and went full speed into the back of him.
Yeah.
Maybe don't air that. Not full speed. I tapped him on the back.
Yeah.
I was thinking, fucking get whiplash, bitch.
Yeah.
You signed a fucking waiver.
Fucking bastard he was.
I only
did it because he did you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I
appreciate that.
Because he rammed into you the most.
He did twice, I would say.
You did light your car up pink.
Yeah, but
also, me and you were the only two in there. There was 10 drivers, and every time me or Billy shot anyone, we were cackling.
We were like witches.
I was literally driving around the ring going, ah! Wasn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah. You were like a witch.
Sorry to you having to edit that in the sound. I was cackling, like, but it wasn't even put on. It was so funny. I was belly laughing. Because when you throw a bomb at someone, metaphorical, projected on the floor bomb, the car like blows up and they can't move the car. So it's really funny when people think they're winning and then you throw a bomb at them. And I won a couple of the laps.
You did,
you
actually.
Won a couple, you won more. But
I won overall. But yeah, it's really
more
fun. Check it out.
We both beat our boyfriends and we all love a bit of healthy competition.
And we beat the homophobe.
And we beat the homophobe and his girlfriend. Yeah, she was for like, sure. To be honest, I was shooting her as well. I was saving me bullets for her because I thought, what is your problem, bitch?
Yeah.
You should be fucking saying,
lighten up.
Your face. Lighten up.
For sure.
What's your problem?
Yeah.
Oh, that would give me the itch.
What's the behaviour behind the behaviour there?
Exactly. What brought me back to that?
Yeah.
What is the behaviour? I was like, we're just existing and you're getting a gob on.
Yeah.
Is this triggering some kind of like thing about your porn search history? Do you search rubber lip gay boys and you're triggered right now?
Pooja, what is this behaviour? Yeah. Honestly.
Honestly, get off my back.
Exactly that.
We'll be back with all of your gossip after this short break. But first, girlies, gazies, daisies, are you cuckoo for confessions? Gagging for gossip?
Yes.
Or are you turned on by tittle tattle? Well, make sure that you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies, and tell them to listen to this. this podcast. This podcast that is the Gossip Gaze podcast.
Spread the love.
Spread it by spreading this episode. We'll give you 5 minutes now. Share it on WhatsApp. Fucking hate that line. Share it on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few moments to the sound of Lily May waxing her back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back. We hope you enjoyed the ads. Do you know what? We've had some not bad ads, actually.
I've been listening to the ads.
They're tolerable.
Yeah, they're actually all right at the moment.
I don't mind an ad.
No, I don't. I do.
Give you a minute to give just sort. I'm like, all right, I can get away with this original out now and look like Miley. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Give me a minute.
Yeah, same. Or if you're driving along, sometimes it's nice to have a little break from the day voice.
Yeah.
And just hear a couple
get
of ads.
Get your phone out and text and drive and something
no,
like
don't
that.
Do that. Do not do
I'm
that.
I'm joking. I wouldn't advocate that.
Well, we've been asking for your dirty confessions, your questions and your gossip, either your own stories or stuff that you've heard second or third hand, and the wilder, the better. Now, Sam, this says... Sam tells the story and we ad-lib around it. So there we go.
Very smooth.
There we
okay,
go.
So right. You.
I'm really, I've not looked at today's script. I apologise for not being a professional.
Can I just
but
say?
I know for a fact that if I've kept that fucking fish food one, it's going to be disgusting.
I'm slightly on edge because we sat down and Lily May said today was going to be interesting, which is quite ominous to me.
Interesting. Well, here we go. Well, should we see how interesting?
Should we see
is?
How interesting yeah. It is? So right, so I don't know who this is from. This is like anon. They didn't even say it anon.
Ooh, anon. Do do
do. Anon.
Do 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 do.
Well, anon said, "Dear Gossip Gaze, you asked for third hand, so I'm sending you gossip. I overheard from some very loud gays gossiping themselves.
Oh, it wasn't us, was
the
it?
The other day, probably.
Was it from Chaos Cards?
Yeah." I heard Billy got a gay bash at Chaos Con. Anyway, they were talking about how their friend had fallen in love with another guy who was very much younger than them and in a totally different place to them emotionally. They were all very much agreeing that, although not ideal, it can happen.
Yeah.
However, they went on. They said their friend had basically become delusional and that the younger partner had been going around sleeping with other people and their friend was so in love with them, they didn't care. The younger partner even literally said they didn't love their friend back, but the friend would say, I don't care, I love him. They then all agreed that this was probably a problem, and it was concerning. But then the guy telling the story went on. The younger guy had been sleeping around and hadn't been very responsible and gave their friend the clap.
Ooh.
Their friend still didn't care because they loved their twink. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to this and had to share. What are your thoughts on this?
Load of fucking shit. Someone actually bothered to write that into us. It's a joke. No, shit.
You've got Fubin to beat, mate.
I'm sorry. Thank you for writing in. We love all everyone that gets in touch equally. We've been desensitized.
You have been desensitized.
I'm like, what a load of shit.
It's like, oh, they just got an basically, STI from having sex. Boring.
Yeah. Is that it? Fucking hell, I've got fucking three different types of fucking antibiotics through my system right now. No, I'm joking, I'm not. That was last week. Right, now, girls, let's break this down. Mm-hmm. So we've got an older guy here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seeing a younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
And but essentially, he's saying he's being messed around, but he's fine with it. He's been getting... You know, he's not taking his sexual health seriously, which...
What, the twink?
Jokes aside, well, the twink, yeah, and therefore it's now impacting the older guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So jokes aside, it actually is fucking rotten. I feel like, one, he's a grown-ass adult.
That's what I think.
And he can make his own decisions. But two, if it was you...
Me?
Or you, mm-hmm. and you guys were being messed around by someone, regardless of... Twink, otter, bear, and zerp,
human.
Random gay.
Human.
Just another person.
Yeah.
I'd be like, but you're being messed around. Are you happy? Or is what's the behaviour behind that?
Yeah. Okay,
is
yeah.
the older guy I'm clinging on to the fact that he's shagging someone really hot for
I
him,
think I know the behaviour behind the behaviour.
He's putting that as the highest priority rather than things like his own sexual health, his own feelings. Because you're going to get hurt if you're being messed around by someone.
For sure.
If you're going to settle for that over looks, then I'm also a bit like, well, then you deserve it for being shallow.
For sure.
No one deserves an STI. I mean, you deserve the mess about.
I want to present my thesis on the behaviour behind the behaviour.
Muckling girl, we're getting a thesis.
So I have heard this happen before. To the point that I'm actually half convinced I know who this is. If it's in Manchester, I think I know who this is.
Okay.
Genuinely. Because someone else has told me this story. I've just remembered.
Right.
But someone else can't
do another fake gasp.
Anyway, someone has told me an identical story, very similar, Manchester-based. If this is like Manchester, I'm like, oh, I think I know who it is. Which would be a wild coincidence if true.
Fucking
anyway, the reason that this older gent was doing it, the guy was probably like 19, 20. This guy was significantly older. And his friends actually did say to him, he's mugging you off. He was cheating on him. Why do you like this guy? He's fucking annoying. And this older gent kept basically justifying it by being like, I'm old. No one else is going to be interested in me.
Aww.
Like it's quite sad. But basically, like it was a clear sugar daddy manipulate situation where this guy... Sorry, sugar baby manipulated situation.
Yeah.
And this guy was basically like giving him everything, even though this younger guy probably didn't deserve it. On the basis of, like, oh, well, I'm old. Like, no one else is going to love me at this age. Like, I found someone. I just need to commit to it. And this sounds very similar.
Yeah, I think in sort of that sort of situation, though, the older gent has been around the block a few times. I think he's...
Can I just pop a pin in this?
Go on.
And just add a quick side note.
What?
I'm fucking pissed off that I was minging when I was younger. Sugar baby.
I know. You couldn't
Please.
Be that now. You couldn't be that now.
I couldn't be anyone sugar baby. I missed out on that.
You'd have to be sugar Danny. Instead of sugar daddy.
Sugar, I mean, I was a literal sugar baby, which is why I was about 20 stone at 20 months old.
Yeah, mature.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, we grew
pissed
up...
Pissed me off.
Yeah.
We're a new generation.
We grew up big girls.
Yeah.
But we were beautiful.
We were.
Diet Coke and a pizza, please.
We had the nicest souls. We're the funniest people. We have great friends.
Hmm.
But we were always looked upon different from the community.
Yeah,
I could turn to an old bitter gay if I wasn't already.
Do you know what? I think we've lived, learned, and
laughed.
We've laughed.
Say it, girl. Just say it.
We've laughed.
We've laughed. We've learned. Hums.
And we bet. We've
and we've
learned.
Eaten.
We've eaten. Yeah.
And now we're on a Zempic and we can't shit or fart. I think these mates, if you've not had this convo like you're saying you've heard from the story or you know these people, they need to have it. And at the same time, you just think, let them carry on then.
Let them carry on. Let bygones be bygones.
Well, I suppose the reason that the friends wouldn't want them to carry on is because they're worried that their friend is going to get hurt.
The friend is going to get hurt. Mm. Million percent.
And the friend probably already is
Play
hurt.
Play with
just
fire,
in denial.
Get burnt. So many lessons to learn.
I'm the worst rapper in the world.
Just to wrap that one up, like I said, I'm not saying I do know who this is.
I thought you were going to do that in a style of rap.
I know. I'm from the West Midlands. But I've heard a story almost identical to this before. Maybe it happens a lot.
I think it happens a lot.
I think it happens a hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right, shall we crack on? Right, so this is from Ollie and it's he, they.
Ooh.
So this is, hi everyone, I have a question about sauna etiquette. Oh, I was at the sauna the other day and three guys looked through the hole before I blew them. I just wanted some anonymity and seeing their faces took me out of the fantasy. So my question is it strange to look through the glory hole to see who's behind it? Let me know what you think. Thanks.
But that's got to be such a grim sight. You've just got this tiny hole and then just an
my
eye and a nose.
My hole's not tiny, darling, when I put my cock through it. It's fucking massive, let me tell you. I've
never been to a sauna. I need to get that out now. So I actually need you to explain to me etiquette. And I don't need you to explain. I don't plan on going soon. But
right. See,
I don't know anything about this.
Two chips off the old block here, Tal, and we'll tell you. Number one, don't touch what's not wanted.
Exactly.
Consent is sex act.
Absolutely.
Number two, would you look through a glory hole? I'm not
personally.
If
it was right, depending on if I was putting my penis into the hole, I would like
you
to.
I'd
like to see who's on the receiving end of it. I don't want.
But if there's one coming through, you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I'm happy to just
and hear that.
So if it's a. If a cop comes through, I don't need to see the face.
If you're the train.
But the person who's going to be sucking... Sorry, Mum. The person who's going to be sucking on my willy.
Oh, God.
I do want to see their face.
I forget people listen to this when we talk in this room.
Do you?
I don't listen to any fucking podcasts.
Right, people listen.
Including this.
Thousands of people listen.
I know.
Thousands of
every
people.
Every week I can see the listeners. Because
excuse me.
More and more. Do you know we were number 11 in Barbados? We missed out on
yeah, we were.
This week.
We were. We were.
Number 11 in Barbados. Someone in Barbados is listening to you sucking someone off through a glory hole.
But yeah, that's my etiquette, personally.
The etiquette is, if you're going to suck a cock through a hole, I want to see what it's attached to. If I'm going to put my cock through a hole, I don't care what's attached to the other
end. That's the opposite to what Billy said.
That's the opposite to me.
Oh.
See, I don't want to see the face of the cock, but I want to see the face of the sucky. You know what I mean?
Isn't the whole point of a glory hole that it's anonymous?
Yeah, yeah. It is, to be fair.
But so...
Get in the spirit of it.
Maybe if I've had a few drinks or whatever and I'm in the sauna, I won't give a shit. But if
I know, but when was the last time, realistically, when we were younger gays, we would have a drink and go to the sauna? I can't remember the last time I went to a sauna.
I can't.
Pardon me. I went to a cruising bar.
Where?
In Gran Canaria.
Right.
With Kai.
Yeah.
Hell. But life's changed for me now, so I can't do shit like that.
Yeah.
But... it wouldn't have been hell if my job wasn't what my job was.
For sure. You could have done incognito.
Yeah, because people fancied me.
Yeah. You could have done in your stally look now and sunglasses. People wouldn't have known it was you.
Are you joking? With these lips and chin. I look like the fucking mask.
Yeah, for sure.
Look like fucking Jim Carrey in the mask.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I feel
you don't
like,
really.
And
you
I can't
don't.
Open my mouth. As soon as I'm like, yeah, go on, stick it in, love. They're like, oh.
Oh, God.
You ever think fucking someone's Auntie Jones turned up? Yeah, Danny Beard's in here?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You know what I feel like? I couldn't ever go to a glory hole or anything like that. Do you remember? I think it turned out to be fake, but that one story that went viral last year.
She took her dad off.
The Amsterdam glory hole story.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty is
it was
fake.
Debunked, yeah.
Just drop your dad a text before you go in and say, where are you?
Yeah. So before we move on, actually, Sam, because you've never been to a sauna before, I just want to say it's not for the faint-hearted, by the way. It is quite an intense experience. And I remember once, and I know a few people who've actually had some bad experiences at the sauna.
I've had some horrendous.
And I've had a bad experience.
People pooing on the floor. Why does I've been to a few saunas that smell of feces.
Yeah, they do smell of feces. But I remember once I didn't want to go with this guy and he was being quite persistent. And I was a bit nervous at the time. I didn't know what to do. And it actually took another guy to be like, excuse me, mate, clearly he's not uncomfortable. And sometimes I think you just need to have a
like
bit of confidence
now,
about yourself. Mm. I would be.
Mate, please leave him alone. It's making me feel awkward.
For sure. And
I've been young in a gay sauna and not been like that. And I think
that's what I was like.
Why don't we go over some of the etiquette before we wrap this up?
Okay,
like
yeah,
do's and don'ts. Because we've been the sauna together, actually.
We have, actually.
We didn't do anything together, I did sit in a hot tub while he bummed a porn star.
I forgot about that.
How
yeah.
funny.
That was funny.
Girls who hot tub together. Do you know what? Is that weird for gay friend? Like, I don't even remember. I don't even think I saw you naked.
No, I don't think we were like pally pally then, though.
No, like we weren't like we never knew we'd have a hit podcast.
Exactly. That was one of our first getaways.
I performed at the Porn Awards. Well,
that was it. And then we all went to the sauna after with the porn stars.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but of course, I was like, I'm going to go. No one's fucking interested in me. It was full of ripped porn stars. He was having the fucking time of his life. Bumming 10 of them. I was like the fucking, you know when your mum's like, take your brother. He's got no mates. That was me bubbling away in the hot tub. One old man kept putting his hand on me like I was smacking it under the bubbles. Smack, smack, smack. I went, mate, get off.
Yeah.
I thought, honest to God, I'd rather go home and stick my dick in a blender than like that guy touching me.
Fucking hell.
But yes, the etiquette is, I think...
Consent.
Exactly.
Being in a conservatorship, like Britney. Being in a sauna doesn't equal consent.
No.
In a sex club doesn't equal consent. No. You know, I'm sure this will go out. I'm sure I look minging, so the social team will decide to put this on a social clip. But and people online will be like, what's wrong with gays?
Yeah.
Stop crying about it. We have a different culture and it is a lot of sexually driven and a lot of gay people don't prescribe to that either.
No,
and
they
that's
don't.
Fine
yeah,
too.
That is fine.
And it's fine if in later on in life you go for a bit. I've personally not been to a sauna for a very long time.
I've not
I don't
actually.
Think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's convenient. You can meet someone in there that you really fancy, get on with. You're both there for the same reason. If you look after yourself, most really good, reliable saunas will have condoms and lube everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
If they don't, they'll give you them on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
It can be as fun or as shit as you want to make it.
Yeah, and I think as long as you're confident enough to be like, no, you need to do that. Because
and if
sometimes
you're not
it's
confident
a bit...
enough to be like, no, maybe it's not for you.
For sure.
And I, you know, the whole thing, looking through the whole, I want to say, everyone's different. Like me and you just hashed that out.
Yeah.
I honestly think it depends on the mood I'm in.
And
if I'm
got their own...
super, super, super five horny purple devil emojis,
yeah.
I'll you're just it for a chance.
I got you, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
in
yeah.
A sauna.
Yeah, for
Beggars
sure.
Can't be choosers. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
But if I'm not that,
no.
If I'm one horny star,
I'll peep my eye through. Yeah.
But you got to be careful because you know what's coming through the other end.
Exactly, yeah.
And you don't want to have to go back to work with pink eye.
And I think that's that on that. Yeah.
I think that's that on that.
We've got one more letter. Danny,
yeah,
do you
Danny, do you
want to
read the letter, darling?
This is this fucking fish food thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it must be. Do you want to read it off Sam's thing?
I'm going to read it off here, but I swear to you, if someone's written something in to try and top that last one that was disgusting, I'm going to flip. So here is another story from the guy who got bitten by a sea lion.
I remember that one.
Do you remember him?
I remember
I do
it.
Not,
I can't
but
remember the
listen
story,
patiently.
But it was a good story.
It was a good story.
Probably being bitten by a sea lion, I assume.
This, girls, buckle in. This is absolutely horrific. And I can't even tell anyone about it.
Apart from us.
Well, but it's hilarious, so I'm sharing it with you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was on holiday doing some scuba diving. Oh, no. I was on holiday doing some scuba diving, and before I dived, I met a local guy. He was a massive South African who threw me about, you know?
Is it my Morgan?
He's a massive South African.
My Morgan South African.
You said he was a massive South African.
In terms of weight or penis size?
Oh, my God.
We don't know which one. But sorry, go on.
He was a massive South African who threw me about and dot, 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 you know.
We get it. Yeah.
We get it, girl. After this, later on, I put on the wetsuit and go diving. The pressure under the water made my tummy feel funny.
Oh, no.
And I farted.
Oh, no. Great. No, no, great. No. You don't fart after you've had a little bumpy bumpy. Unless you're on the toilet.
I then nice. Feel his load just oh, come out. Gets worse, girls. Just both shut up. Sorry. Creeping up my back in this freezing cold water. It felt like a wee slug. These must be Scottish.
Scottish, Scottish.
Felt like a wee slug creeping up my back. I had to massage it out, and it comes out the back of my neck, and I see it. I see it floating in the water, but then one of the fishing I was swimming with proceeds to eat it. Please keep this anonymous for obvious reasons.
Not fish felching.
I can't describe why I want to cry, but I do want to cry.
Fucking hell.
Fish felching,
that is. Oh, my
God.
We got
the name of the show, girls.
There we go, the one with fish felching.
I'm so tired of learning things on this podcast.
That is funny.
I'm so tired of how informative this podcast is.
Some things people should keep to themselves.
I mean,
or just us.
That is funny. That is really funny. Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations on the massive South African.
Yes, and congratulations on having the winning story, I think, for this podcast.
And there's a fish somewhere in the ocean having your child.
Oh, it's like Shape of Water.
What was that film? It was fucking
the one
gorgeous.
Where she fucks a fish. The one where she fucks
Does
a
she
fish.
Fuck a fish?
Does
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
Not for me.
I'm pretty sure she fucks a fish. I'm sure she
fucks the
fish.
You're ruining that film, Sam. It's a good film. It's like this water thing, this experiment.
Fishman.
And she rescues this fishman. And tries to keep him alive in the bath. It's great.
Guess how she tries to keep him alive.
Yeah, I've seen it with you.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's a good film.
I'm sure she fell in love with that fish.
She does fall in love. It's a love story rather than a fucking fish shag. Do you know what I mean? It's like a love story, is it not?
Yeah.
Well, and this is how it started.
Okay.
That's like boiling Romeo and Julie Depp.
Romeo, Julie Depp.
That'd be a great like drag version of the show.
Yeah, Romeo and Julie Depp. Bailiffs at the dark.
You used to be my Romeo.
So who are you crowning this week's goddess? Gossip goddess.
Well, you know it's got to be a non-he, him, fish, food, felching beer.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the one. 100%. Yeah, congratulations. Done. Well, if you want to get in touch and stare your weird stories like that, just one, or any other stories, or a dilemma, we love telling people how to live their lives. So do that by getting contact with us by emailing.
Yeah.
letters@gossipgazepod.com.
DMing us on Instagram.
Frogging your pro.
At gossipgazepod.
Or get in touch via WhatsApp, and the number for that is in this very description.
Yeah.
There we go.
Just send us a few voice notes. I'm missing the voice notes. We get a couple. Oh, yeah. And we get some fucking share. Don't start saying the word cunt every 5 minutes.
We've not said that we can disguise their voice if they want.
We have.
But we've not said it in a while.
Right, well, we can disguise your voice.
Yeah, we can make it super high-pitched or something, can't we, Luna?
We can do anything.
Yeah, there we go, see, there we go. So
this is actually a voice note from somebody now.
There we go, see? Perfect. There
we
go.
We can make you sound just like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
And that's it. Give us a 5-star glowing review and we'll be back with our Brucey bonus on Mondays.
Yeah.
That's it.
So we'll see you Monday, girls, gays and lazies. Thank you so much. We love you.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.